we're turning up the volume on Black Joy. Recently, the inaugural New South Wales Music Prize was held at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney. With First Nations artists nominated across two of the three categories, I popped down to the red carpet to see how the mob were feeling about their nominations, starting with the legendary duo Stiff Gins.
I think about everyone that we watched when we were little musos, and I think about how beautiful it is that you can mark time by the things that you've received from other people. And like, there's a lot of young fellas coming after us, so I think for me, maybe for you, but we feel like there's all this richness either side of us, and it's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, what an honour. Like, we are in a community of beautiful, powerful, deadly performers, and we get to be nominated with them. I was like, yes, please, this is exciting.
Kobe D, how are you feeling about your nomination?
I'm feeling good. You know, like, so I'm nominated for my EP, Chapter 26, and I poured a lot of my heart and my soul into this project, and for it to be nominated for an award is pretty massive. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Is there anything you wanted to say?
Just shout out to all my Gomori mob, shout out to all my Lapa mob back home, my Maruba mob, everyone back in the southeast. I wouldn't be here without all of you, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been a huge year for you. You released your debut EP. To think that you have gone from that to an award nomination.
Yeah, it's insane. I honestly didn't even think that I would get the chance to release an EP, an album. So for it to be acknowledged is like, yeah, so incredible. And I'm just glad people like listening to my music. That's all I ask.
Who are you here with tonight?
Yeah, I brought my little brother. I've got some mates here with me as well. And I didn't want to invite too many people because I was like, but I figured I always bring my brother anyway, so yeah.
Congratulations, this is so exciting. Looking forward to seeing you. Yeah. Congratulations on your nominations.
We win
two!
Yeah, lovely nomination, congratulations, we won that.
You win by being here.
Yeah, look, we already made a deal with Barker, like, if one of us takes it, we're cutting in half, so either way, I think we're good, eh? That's a good chances there.
Yeah. But yeah, how does it feel to be down here for the New South Wales Music Awards?
I'm from the West, I'm just happy to be here, eh, honestly.
it feels mad to be here and be nominated for the awards, you know, both in the, you know, the Music New South Wales Prize and the First Nations Music New South Wales Prize. It'll be sick if we win both of them, because we kind of need it to finish off this new album. But yeah, it feels good to be here amongst all the mob, you know what I mean? Like, you've got Barker here, fresh off the Aria win, Kobe's floating around, big hunk over there. But yeah, it's just good to be here.
But the night belonged to Mullyanguppa and Barkindji rapper Barker, who claimed the First Nations Music Prize at the inaugural New South Wales Music Prize Awards, walking away with $40,000 and a trophy that recognises what mob already knew. Her voice is deadly. Her latest EP, Big Titter, is pure celebration. Tracks like Preach, Alinta and Big Mood paint vivid portraits of joy, identity and unapologetic pride in who she and her people are. Speaking with me on the red carpet ahead of the announcement, Barker told me why she's claiming space for joy.
Barker, here for the very first New South Wales Music Prize. How are you feeling?
Yeah, deadly. I'm so happy to be here with all my peers, seeing brother Kobe D.
Kobe D's right next to me. Look at Kobe D.
Yeah, and I'm being here with him and being here with Nookie, and 3% brother Dallas and, Pat, and seeing, having everybody here, the whole team. And being here amongst, like, all our peers is really beautiful.
So, days ago, you won an Aria, and now down here. I mean, like, how are you feeling about this award season?
Oh, it's unreal. I can't believe I got an Aria, sissy. I'm still letting it soak in. If I think about it too much, I'll cry. But I mean, but those accolades also, you know, it comes from community first and foremost. Like, I already have my community and my mob and my sister girls telling me that I'm deadly. And I think as a young sister girl growing up in far, you know, in Western Sydney, all I wanted to do was for the mob to be like, geez, deadly. And now they think I'm deadly. And I'm like, I love representing for my people, love representing for my sisters. And, you know, I think it's the impact you make is like, how many lives can you change? How many lives can you impact? And that's a real accolade there. But it's nice to get a tap on the back from the industry. The price has gone up. I got 3 kids to feed. Yeah. And a mob, and a whole mob, you know.
And then if you were to win, where is the award sitting at home? Where's it going to be on display?
It depends. If it's heavy, I got to hide it because the kids will chuck it, like, you know, it'll fall on toes. Or I need to hang them up. I just need to hang them up. Just instead of getting dusty and roaches. How black, eh? But yeah, no, I need to get a little, can you say shrine? I'm not dead. Oh, you can't get a shelf. Yeah, I'll shelf it.
Yeah, you need to invest in a shelf now. You're going to end up with like a...
I know. I feel like they're all sitting at mum's house or at scattered around the place, you know.
When Barker's win was announced, the black joy and pride in the room was infectious.
And the winner is... Barker. Holy cow! It's an honour... It's really nice when music awards are attached with money and you don't have to buy your own. When one of us wins, we all win, you know. This is not just a win for me, but I've been making deadly black music with this and collaborating with, you know, my fellow peers and making some deadly black music for these deadly black babies to look up to, you know, and I think that it's coming up to Christmas, so, you know, thanks, G, bro, I'm sweating. I needed this one. We're taking the kids to Luna Park too, eh? Look, you took his kids to Disneyland, so we'll make that happen. It's an honour to be a black woman in this industry. You know, honour to be here and to be able to do what I do. And this is bigger than me, like I said. Yeah, everything that has paved the way for me to be here is crazy, you know, and I think that the more black faces and black voices we have in this industry doing what we do, it makes it beneficial for all of us, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just, yeah, well, okay, thank you. This for my ancestors, this for my kiddos.
That was the award-winning Barker, who took home the inaugural First Nations Music Prize at the New South Wales Music Prize Awards. Congratulations, Tid, and congratulations to all the nominees.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.